Yeah, thanks very much. Joining me now at the back of the main stand, Gary Waugh. Gary, another good performance from Harriers. Perhaps not getting what they deserved, only getting a point against Wrexham tonight.
Yeah, I think when it's 1-0, you obviously need that second goal to kill the game a little bit and give you a little bit of breathing space. And unfortunately, we had chances to do that, especially first half. And when it's 1-0, you're always in danger of conceding. And unfortunately, that's what happened.
From a management point of view, you've taken perhaps one of the stronger sides in the league and given them a bit of a beating, really, even though you've only come away with a draw.
Yeah, I thought we did well enough to win, but from Saturday, the effort that they put in, I thought you could see that a little bit tonight in terms of there's a little bit of tiredness maybe in the minds, and perhaps that final little ball or that final pass or that decision was a little bit laboured, but I don't want to be too critical after the work and the spirit the lads have showed over the last two or three games.
Hammond Verma getting a goal after just 2 minutes, what a cracking strike that was.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, we keep telling him, that's what I know he can do, and I thought he was exceptional on Saturday and again tonight. He's gone up front and he's led the line, and I thought he did well and deserved his goal.
You look at the squad, Gary, it's been very, very much recorded, the financial worries, the lack, if you like, of experience coming off the bench. But, the players, it's not saying it's a siege mentality. Well, siege mentality around the whole of Agbar, I think. Everybody's behind the manager, the team, and getting the results.
Well, that's good, because obviously that's what we want, and obviously that lifts the lads as well. And I think the fans, they can see how hard the lads are working, and it is a little bit difficult for us, but we're in the business of getting results, and we've had a good little run, and unfortunate not to win tonight, but we're not going to be downbeat. We're going to get ready for Saturday. The lads need a day off tomorrow to recharge their batteries, and then we'll be in and try and get a result at Altrincham on Saturday.
And of course, still in touch with the playoffs as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, I said to the lads, the biggest disappointment is, for me, is that they probably deserved a reward in terms of what they've put in over the last few games, and it would have been nice for them to perhaps be up the table a little bit higher, but like I say, I can't fault really what I've seen over the last two or three games, in terms of effort and commitment to the cause. I've been first class.
You go to Altrincham away on Saturday. Altrincham, a side who came back, ironically, against Wrexham to win 3-2 at the weekend.
Yeah, well, I mean, Alt's always been a difficult place to go, and obviously, they've had a couple of good results. I think they drew with Grimsby and obviously beat Wrexham on Saturday. So, yeah, they're a dangerous team. We need to focus, as I say, after the lads have had a little rest. Focus very quickly on Saturday and make sure we're ready to go again, and hopefully with a few more bodies.
You say the players today are giving, I think Gittings coming off the bench, put in a strong performance, didn't he, for the time that you allotted him?
Yeah, it's nice to see Callum. I thought he, in a short time on Saturday he was on, he did well. And, looks more like the Gittings we know. I'm a big fan of his, obviously, and good to see him on the pitch, because at the moment, as you can see, we're short of bodies. So we need the likes of Callum, who's an experienced player, out there and contributing.